מטעם זה גודל כל כך ערך התשובה, and since תשובה is a new world and it's a new מהוס, ומילא כדחזינה בזוהר הקודש פרשת משפוטים דלס מילא בעלמות דקיימה כפי שבועה. There's nothing that could stand in the way of תשובה. ולכולו כתשבריכו מקבל ודאי, הקודש ברוך הוא מקבל everybody in תשובה. ואי תו בתיופתו, if a person is chozer b'tshuva, says the Zohar HaKadosh, or is damin l'kable oir chayim, he gets a new life. V'avagav the pogim, ad the pogim. Agam he was pogim, what he was pogim. Kulo is sakin, everything gets fixed up. V'kulo is adar al tikune. Mikan the tshuva mitvah kama gzera din, and that's why tshuva breaks a lot of gzeris. V'kama shalshon the parazolo, and chains of iron. A person is chained in by his taivis. A person is chained in by his midas rolls. Tshuva breaks them all. The last man the kaim mukam is tufta. There's nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. Atkan. Direi azayir hakodesh halolu. The words of this zayir hem abituyim hachazokim biyoser. These are the strongest expressions that could be v'goydul erich hatshuva in the value of tshuva. V'yesh l'forish mashakosav. That that the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'itav b'tiyufta, if you do tshuva ha'izdam l'kabla arachayim, what does it mean? Al pi advarim shebiyanu l'el, according to what we explained before. Ki mi'at yesh l'fon av arachayim b'chudoshim. Now a person has in front of him a new way of life. V'umayachshav k'beri chadosh, and now you're a new life. New person. V'inei yesh b'tshuva b'chinais v'daragoshon, there's many degrees and different daragas in tshuva. Milvad b'tshuva b'pashtas achet b'maisa. Besides that, a person who did an act of an avera has to do tshuva from the act of avera. Yesh inyanei tshuva bidvarim she'einam chet befoil. But there's an inyan of tshuva from chatam that aren't chatam befoil. Ach bot goydol habgam shebehem hu yeser kosher. But the begam that these averas do are much worse than an avera, a mais avera. Ukidel takim and to fix them up tzorach oy tshuva yisera. A person needs even more tshuva me'asher binyanei mais befoil. Because when a person does an action, a person does a ma'isa aver, he eats chaser. So he can stop doing it and that's all. But there are certain things which are much more mushrish, much more rooted in the person. And for that, a person needs a much deeper act of tshuva. Allah, for example. Moshe calls it a Rambam. Al toimar, don't think she'ain tshuva ela me'aver yishish be'a ma'isa. Don't think that tshuva is only from things they do action, you stop doing it. Kigoyin znos, gezel, gneva, ela. Kishem shetzarach adam loshiv me'elu. The same way a person has to do tshuva from all these averus which are ma'isim. Kach utzarach lechapes b'deyes rosh yesh loy. A person has bad deyes, a person has bad midas. V'loshiv mena kas. If a person has a midah of kas, so a kas is not a one-time act of chazir. Kas is a state of mind. Mena eva, from sinner. A person can't stand anybody else. Mena kinah, jealousy. A person lives his whole life. Vosok jen, and what does he gonna have? Umiridifa some moment, running after moment. A person who lives for moment, dreams about money, thinks about money. Va covid. Miridifa some acholin. A person runs after food all the time. Bekiyetu behen. The elu avoinus these chatoim kashim me oison sheish ben maisa. These are much stronger. They're much more rooted in a person, says the Rambam, than a various that you do a maisa. She bisman shodem nishka beelu. When a person gets sunk into these midos rois. It's hard to separate yourself from them. Because you're not separating for a definitive meister. You have to go change your whole life. You have to go change your whole sheifas. That's very hard. A person has to do tshuva from meisim that he does, and a person has to do tshuva from darkoi. There's a derech. A person's in a bad way of life. That's much worse. It's not just that you did a meisim there here, you did a meisim there there. Derech is a derech of ra. Nimtza, ki agam shebuchol elu eino oiv aver b'foil. You're not doing actions of aver. Buchol zeh koshen deyos roes beit deyos yosem aver sheish ma'isa worse than aver ma'isa. Beis tshuva binyani deyos v'ashkofas asher im ki ein behem ma'isa b'foil achem isuri toyer kugoyin machshavas kfiro. A person doesn't have proper emuna uminos or you hear who aver v'estakli ois asur. A person looks where he shouldn't look at. Shamu chazal she koshen ma'aver atzman, the worse than aver itself. The heinein avuzrayet the gil avuzor v'gil arayis umeikoy inyone ayados. If a person looks at what he's not supposed to look at, it's avuzrayet the gil arayis. It's the ikur of yados. V'tzarav b'chol elu tshuva amuk. A person needs a very deep tshuva because you're talking about a deep zach. You're talking about a person's machshava. Gimel v'chine yaisa kasha. There's a very important thing. There's even a harder darga. He tshuva hamisiacheses el kol etzem mitzias achayim. There's a tshuva which reflects and it's the geya to your etzem mitzias. Kishadam is boiling on Mitzios Seidachayov. When a person examines his Mitzios, a person examines his Etzim existence, a person examines his Etzim Seidah, Eich Hemel Mugushamim Vichumranim. How his whole Mitzios is full of Gashmias, his whole Mitzios is full of Taivis, his whole Mitzios is Oilam Hazah. The Kol Sheifa is Chayov, Hem Rak Rak Kol Yom. All the Sheifas that you have is only for Gashmias. Gamim Eino Evever. Sometimes a person even could be sitting and learning all day. A person could be not doing Averis. But if you ask, but deep down, not what you'll ask him, he'll tell you he wants to be a Golda. Oh, but deep down, his whole Sheif is only for Olam Hazeh. Hatshuva Azeh Koshem Ha'oi. It's very hard to do Tshuva on that. V'tzviach Lios Makifa V'yeser. Azat Tshuva has to be a very broad Tshuva. It has to touch the whole person. V'agurua Mikol. And the worst thing is, the Chaye HaNefesh, in the life of a person in the Shama, who Be'esha Adam Oiver Talich Shachaye Nivon. When a person undergoes a process of Nivon is paralysis, or even worse than that, his muscles, like Nivon is a word that your muscles get ruined, you can't do anything. Uma'abit kol toichen ruchni b'chayim. Chas v'shalom gets to a person where he loses all ruchni yisdika substance, all ruchni yisdika toichen in his life. Ein lo yaz kol sheifas ruchnis. He doesn't have any ruchni yisdika desires. V'loi chazoin ruchani, and no spiritual vision. Uketaitim he calls there, and as a result of that, ma'abit kol mesikus arevas ha-toyer. He loses the geshmak and the sweetness and the pleasantness of Torah. Nilkach mimenu kol haragish b'avodas Hashem. He loses a geshmak and feeling in avodas Hashem. V'nechshechu mimenu, and it darkens for him kol ma'oyrei ona lukuteis baruch, all the lights of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol yamei ani ram, all his days are bad. Afilu b'shabasas v'yam tovim. Shegam behem in l'rik shekodesh. A person doesn't have a feeling for Kedusha. Ad shenachla b'machlas ha'esyapshos. He's dehydrated. The ibu nizlam is losing fluids. Mikayres hayenika de kedusha. You're dehydrated from kedusha. Your body's, your guf, your neshama has emptied itself out of all liquids, of all ruchnis. You're dry like a piece of wood. Shekemoy b'machlos haguf. The same way in a physical sickness, zoyi machla misukeres b'yesa. This is a very dangerous machla. A person gets dehydrated, he can die. Upi kama kosha machla. How much worse is this machla? Kasher pagas ba'adam b'mifchas shenaisav. The worst thing is when a person has spiritual dehydration when he's young in his chosen years. Tkufa shenaisav seva. The years where he's full of ruchnius b'etzim. Bahem in those years tzarach lahachin mazin ruchni. He has to prepare. These are the years when a person's young. A person has to prepare spiritual food, v'chios, and chios l'kol shnei chayav. This is the time that a person builds his spiritual building. U'bishanim says he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakiu v'niskayim goy k'vakosh dover ha-melech ha-lashom ha-achash ha-alti meiz Hashem lo yisavake shifti v'ez Hashem koi b'chayoy. Yesh, the Rav Oz, shenistam mimenu oz kol chazoyin l'achzuz b'nam Hashem. He says he wants to see Chazon Hashem, but he has no vision of the pleasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moichrei sosum, his brain is closed. V'liboy balimo, and your heart's not with you. Sogur masugur, closed completely. And the tshuva is even shverer. When he doesn't even know that he has to do tshuva, and his heart doesn't bother him on living a zad dehydrated, empty life. We don't even have a rotzen to have a rotzen to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach, the koicha shel tshuva kamor. She'efshu l'schadish ayod l'kibir chadasho. V'l'shanais, and to change, as kol ha-metzias mi'yasoida. A person from the bottom, from the foundation, can change his whole metzias. Even if a person's in dehydrated ruchnis, even if a person's dried out, even if a person has no time in ruchnis, a person has no time in Shabbos, a person has no time in learning, a person has no time in mitzvahs, a person has a tshuva. Why? Because we explained that tshuva is not just mechila. Tshuva is a new world, tshuva is a new being. But a person has to do tshuva. But now you have to learn what is tshuva. My Marishan, Mevoya tshuva akorasachet. Kazav haRambam reis hilchus tshuva. The Rambam writes, Kol mitzvah shebetayir, ben asei ben loisasei. Im over adam alachas ben, if a person was over even one aveira, ben bizodoin, ben bishkogu, sai ben meizit chai bishogik, kishiyasa tshuva v'yoshiv mechatoi, chayiv l'svadas l'fnei Hashem Baruch Hu. He has to say vidu. He has to speak out to Kodesh Baruch Hu is chatom. Vidu, zeh mitzvah sasei, ad kan l'shoinei. Shitas Rabbeinu, the Shita of the Rambam is, Shemitzvah achas yesh b'tshuva, there's only one mitzvah in tshuva, v'hi avidui. Sheachre sheyase tshuva, v'yoshiv mechetoi, after you did tshuva. Look in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is, kisheyase tshuva, v'yoshiv mechetoi, then you chayit in mizvade. Acha tshuva atzmo, but the tshuva itself, ain't a beklal ha-mitzvah. Ukvar omdu al t'mi azum, ufar shidvav. It's a very strange thing. The Rambam said that the mitzvah, saseh of tshuva, is to say vidui. What about the tshuva itself? No, the Rambam says that when you do tshuva, you have to do vidui. What about the doing tshuva itself? Vanir bezer pshat like this, al derech moshul. If somebody insulted the covet of the king in the most insulting manner, and because he's such a prostitute behemoth, he doesn't know anything, he doesn't feel anything, he doesn't know anything, he doesn't even have the kalim to understand the covet of the melech. How shocking his aver is. His heart doesn't even bother him. He has no conscience. He has no the conscience doesn't bother him. This guy is continuing to do the chet. And the fact that he's not sorry about it is even making the chet worse. When a person does a chet, if a person doesn't do tshuva from the chet that you did, that you began the covet of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who told you what to do, what not to do, and doesn't even feel that he did a chet, so you're continuing to do the chet. So then tshuva is not a separate mitzvah. You're continuing to do the chet. Zok there, that the reason why we don't have a separate mitzvah to do tshuva is because the Torah said don't eat chazer. If you don't do tshuva for eating the chazer, so you're continuing to eat chazer. That's included in the avera of eating chazer. You don't need a separate mitzvah for that. This says tshuva is not thus an extra credit as that. We think we're coming to a Kodesh Baruch Hu a favor. If a person doesn't do tshuva, is the pshat is you're continuing to do that avera. If you don't come and say you're sorry, if you don't stop and say, oi, what did I do? If you don't have charata for the gefer of the chazach that you did, so the pshat is that you don't understand you did anything wrong. So that's equivalent to doing the avera. No, that's already included in the first half. Don't do the avera. For that, you don't need a separate mitzvah. So what mitzvah? The special mitzvah is that tshuva is mechayiv. He rakshala achar she yaseh tshuva. If they do tshuva, v'yoshiv mechetoy, then chayiv is fadois. But the etzem tshuva itself doesn't require a special mitzvah to say. That's part of the Torah itself. That's part of mitzvah. That's part of averus. That's what it says in Zohar Kodesh. And that's what it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya. V'yetsu v'yotsu v'rol b'pigrei ha'anoshim ha'poishim bi. Asher poshu be likes of it. Doesn't say that they did a virus. Ella hapoishim says the Zayra Kodesh. The leban leitzava. They don't want to do tshuva. Is nachamo amada avdu. They don't want to regret what they did. Avokivon the is nachamo. If they would regret what they did, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekabel zekut v'reinu. Asher calls mancha lechozim b'tshuva. If a person doesn't do tshuva, then you're not just missing out the opportunity of tshuva. Harezav b'chlal hamshachos b'averu. That's called you continuing the averu. V'nikrom hanikrom hapoishim bi. You're called. You're continuing to do. That means it's a kafel lechazach. When it comes these days of aseres mei tshuva, when it comes these days of el, and a person has a separate, like the Rabbeinu Yehuda says in Chayei Tshuva, there's a special chiv for a person to go do tshuva. So it's as if we don't do the tshuva on the averus that we're doing, and we don't come to the hakara of what we pagaya and Hakadosh Baruch Hu's covet. So it's as if a person is doing it all the time, all the averus that he did a whole year. You did an averus 3 months ago, and it was a one-time thing, but you never said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're sorry. You never came to the hakara that you've been pagaya and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That means we're schlepping with us a whole baggage. It means at any given moment that a person doesn't do tshuva for the things that he did, it's called he's doing that averus now. So why? Because the mafus of the averus is not the action that the avera does. The mahus of an avera is the pegi and the cover of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if the mahus of an avera is the pegi and the cover of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so close mind the person doesn't say, "Oi, I'm sorry, I was pegi and the cover of a Kodesh Baruch Hu," like he brings in the Moshe. So you continue to be pegi and the cover of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whether you're eating the chazer now or not doesn't make a difference. Whether you're speaking the Moshe now or not doesn't make a difference. If you're not davening the cover now, doesn't make a difference. Or if you were pegi and the cover of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're not saying you're sorry for what you did, so that pegi continues. According to this, according to this, that the inyan of recognizing the chet means stopping the chet, even if a person has a hakar that he sinned, but it's not relative to the size of the chet. We could go in, for example, let's say a person did a very insulting thing to the king. He threw an egg at him. Hakaras acheti etzlo kilu zoyz lo adam pashut. Let's say he looks at it as he threw it at a regular person. He negam boifin kazeru adayin nikru mamshich v'chet. That's still not called that you stopped doing the chet. Ubechal maimer akosif. He didn't nishbat oischa al amru cholecha tasi. There's a special taina that you said that you didn't do a chet. Ikru ham mishbat hu al yakaras achet. Gam kishal aimer chatasi. Even when a person admits that he did a chet, im aimer is aimer kakaras achet. If he doesn't understand how bad the pegiyah is in a kodesh baruch hu, ve'enu margish as klevet the oven, and doesn't understand the weight of the chet, ki godel hum inside that it's huge and it can't, a kodesh baruch hu can barely hold on to it, ein zu yichol di kara kodesh achet, that's not cool, you recognize the chet. Ve'gam zu nikra bo'ofen yachas im amshich v'chet. That's also called relative, you're going to continue the chet. Uka'is a sipa mirav ha-kodesh bal noem el imelech. Shaboy lo bala veira shirea derech tshuva. A bala neira came to him and said that he wants to do tshuva. V'utziva lo, he told him, yechol heitev yishan kol tzorcha, go eat, go drink, go sleep. V'achach yolo, then come to him. When you're in a calm mood, I'll explain you. Ukushabora Elov his girl call Elamas. He showed him all the Elamas al Yain and the Ekshaidea Sias mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, Misakin call Elamas. Ula Hepechas Vesholom Kishoiva Rotten Aboyre. When a person does a Pegir and Rotten Aboyre, Ezechashchus, what darkness, Upegam and Pegam Oisab Elamas al Yain, and what a disaster a person does. Achakach Omelish Yemra, Shamnu, Marev Marirus, Nasal of Miyadi fainted. Why? Because this person came to the Hakoro of what it means to do a Chet, what it means to be Pegaya in a Kurz Brochu. So the first muhus of tshuva is that a person has to come to hakor what he did wrong, because cause matter, a person doesn't understand the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he doesn't understand what it means to be over on the rotten of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you on that level you continue to do the avera, because the muhus of an avera is not the ma'aseh itself. The muhus of the avera is the being over rotten Hashem, and after zayvayt that a person doesn't have a hakorah in what the rotten of Hashem means and what the covet shemayim means, is on that level he's still doing the chet. So the first step in tshuva is hakorah sachet, to know what a chet means. And this cheshbon is very deep and it's very painful. Dafka kasha yehudi mischaret, when a yid regrets. If his heart is not with him, a person understands that if he doesn't have this hargosha that he was pegay at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a fire that burns in his bones, how could he get to such a low level? If a person doesn't have that hargosha that I was pegay in the cover of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what a low life I am, harei wadayim mamshich b'chet, so he's still doing the chet. He's doing another pegay in the Kodesh Baruch Hu chas v'sholom. Be'i haruchosoy, in his non-assessing nechoynes, goy do chetoy. V'alke goyin do om rabbi zeyna ha-kodesh, she yehudi chayev lasa his tshuva, al tshuva shaloi shaloi sakura. A person has to do tshuva on tshuva. Umotzosi kivon ha-eru b'drosh Ramban l'ir Rosh Hashanah v'zeh l'shanah, the Ramban said in his famous drosh of Rosh Hashanah, Hatshuva he chesed godol al abriya. Said the Ramban that tshuva is a big chesed. Avol gam einish godol mehem. Tshuva brings with it a big risk. Shebizman shodem chayte. He says the Ramban. Oivra rotsim boy reisha achas b'shas achet. Ukushu oimid ve'ena shav b'tshuva oimid b'mir doy koyamov. So he's staying in his rebellion. Ve'ena chayshish lasas rotsim boy, and he's not worried about rotsim Hashem. V'kolshkein kishem ispalolim. And a person doesn't stop. A person stomp claps on like this and doesn't mean it. That's open rebellion. I bet he shouldn't do it. Now a little bit of optimism. So then we talk. Where do we get to such a thing? How cloud brothers that come on. This is one of the furthest line of rabbis. Eich yicholim lasas tshuva, ve'eich yicholim shalom lasas tshuva. We're stuck. How can you do tshuva and how can you not do tshuva? Either way, we're stuck. Rabbi Derech Hukumam Chazal, the famous Chassidish Memra, Boydik b'choyin u'bistokin admokim shiodim agas, right? And what the chometz is the Eitzah Hara. How much does a person have to look for the chometz? As much as you're able to. V'ashah, what do you do with the rest of it? M'vat le b'liboy. Maimer u'zeh u'adera keitzel likonis b'mavoy ha-tshuva. Shekol echad yisamik l'fidar goza ha-jodim agas. Everybody has to be yisamik. That means that a person has to put thought into it. It's not a zach that you come Yom Kippur and you start to clap, 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 and you come with lists of pages. Everyone comes with vidu sheets, and there's nothing wrong with them, and they're very important, and explains what a person does. But the ikur zach of Yom Kippur is that a person has to be misamik and think beforehand what it means to be pagan and what's in Hashem. that requires a lot of thought, because it means a person has to remind himself that there is a Ratzon Hashem, and that a person has to think about that the whole year he really lived his life according to his own Ratzonus. Yeah, there's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but did a person live his whole life thinking about what is Ratzon Hashem for me? And then we have to think about the fact that every time we did it, we forget in Ratzon Hashem. What does it mean to be forget in Ratzon Hashem? What does it mean to be forget in somebody created you and somebody gave you life and gives you life every second? Then a person can come through and he says, Hashem Lubaganu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Buzeh Yiftach Echud HaShemachat. A person will open up a little hole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yiftach Lekipis Choshal Hechol.